Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for continuing to be with me as always. And you're going to be glad you're with us, folks. This is a red letter day because our good friend Hector Barreto is back on the show. Hector is the former administrator of the SBA during most of the Bush administration. He is a businessman. He was a small business owner before he became got involved in politics, and since that time, he's continued to be a businessman. He also is the leader of the Latino Coalition, and they've got big doings going on this week in Washington, D.C., and Hector is back to talk to us about that. Hector Barreto, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, he's the chairman of the Latino Coalition and the author of The Engine of America. And I've got my very own copy right here, and which we're very excited about. Hector, it's good to have you back. It's good to talk to you again, my friend.
Thank you, Jim. Well, it's always great to be with you, and you are the small business advocate. So I couldn't think of a better place to be today before we start our economic summit than with you.
Well, I appreciate that. We're going to talk about that in a second, but I want to say something to my audience. Folks, Hector was on the show many times during his administration. No administrator has given us more time than Hector has. And I got to tell you, I've worked with, let's see, one, two, three, four, five. I've worked with six different administrators in the SBA, and none can compare to Hector Barreto. Hector, I want to thank you for all that you did for small business while you were at the SBA. I've done it before, but I want to do it again. Thank you for that.
Jim,
and thank you for staying involved in the marketplace. We need your leadership.
Well, I really appreciate that. You're way, way too generous, and I feel the same way about you, Jim. So thank you for all your good work, and like minds to think alike. You know, we love small business. It's in our blood, and that's never going
to
change.
Well, and there's too much to do it, not enough of us to do it. But I'm excited about what you got going on with the Latino Coalition. You got big doings this week, and you got a very important guest coming to see you. So talk to us about I tell you what. Tell us for the moment about the Latino Coalition.
Sure,
before we talk about your event, tell the audience what the Latino Coalition is.
Right. Well, Latino Coalition has been around for 15 years, way before I got involved with the Latino Coalition. And basically, it is a Latino umbrella organization. We have about 35 major groups that are part of us. These are chambers of commerce across the country. And by the way,
your father founded the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, didn't he?
That's right.
In the United States.
The United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, which I was part of as well before I went to Washington, is part of my coalition. And as you know, because we talked about this many times, one of the fastest growing segments of small business in the United States are the emerging markets. There are 3 million Hispanic businesses in the United States, and those numbers could double. And you don't have to be Hispanic to be part of the Latino Coalition. By the way, we have the Black Chamber of Commerce that's coming by.
Good for
the
them.
Asian Chamber of Commerce coming by.
Harry's group with
a bunch of groups there. So lots of opportunities, and we're glad to be back in D.C. working with our small business owners.
Well, congratulations. And now the big event today and tomorrow.
Yeah, it starts actually today. We have a reception, an opening reception. It's all taking place at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. If you're in D.C. or around, we'd love for you to come by and visit us. By the way, you can always visit us online at thelatinocoalition.com. But you alluded to this, Jim. We've got an incredible menu, if you will. Tomorrow morning, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is going to be with us. We've got senators from both sides of the aisle, congressmen from both sides of the aisle. I've got a bunch of Fortune 500 companies that are going to be with us. I mean, we've got a lot going on. We're going to do business matchmaking. I've got about 35 government agencies and corporations that are sending their buyers to my event.
Good for you. You know, folks, a lot of people don't realize this, but they do if they listen to my show. You were the the brainchild. The matchmaking events were was your brainchild. That was something that you started when you were at the SBA, and lots of small business owners are still in business today because of you and that matchmaking project.
Well, thank you, Jim. I will tell you, we still do these events all across the country, and in the last 6 years, you know, we've set up 75,000 one-on-one appointments, and it's led to $8 billion worth of new contracts. So we're pretty proud of that.
You hear politicians running their mouths about small business this, small business that, and trying to manipulate us and trying to placate us and trying to make us act like make us think that they're really invested in us. And then you got folks like Hector Barreto, who talks about small business owners, but then he puts his money where his mouth is, and he's got performance. We need these politicians. Next time you hear a politician say something, use the term small business, they invoke our name. Ask them. Put them on the spot. What have you done this year for small business? That's what you should be doing. Stand by. Quick break. I'll be right back with Hector Barreto. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something that you can do or read or listen, ask questions, and check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Our 1,500 plus Brain Trust members are there, including our good friend Hector Barreto, who's with us right now, and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And of course, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Hector is the chairman of the Latino Coalition, the author of The Engine of America, which the secrets of small business success from the entrepreneurs who have made it. It's an outstanding book. And Hector, the big event today, the 2010 Economic Summit. Well, now, I know you talked about all the different speakers. Newt Gingrich is going to be there. You got folks from both sides of the aisle coming to talk to you from Congress. Is the president going to drop by?
I think the president's busy today, so I'm not sure.
He's not going to drop by.
He's going to send the SBA administrator, though, so I'm really excited about it.
Karen Mills is going to be there.
Yeah, Karen Mills is going to come by.
So she's going to represent. All right, that's good. Good for them. What about, tell us about some of the things that, now you got matchmaking going on. Folks, this is a big deal. Hector, in a minute, I want you to tell us a little bit more about that, but what are some of the other things? Are going to be some classes and seminars?
Yeah, we're going to have a major procurement panel. It's being conducted by Dan Sturtevant. You probably know Dan Sturtevant from Department of Homeland Security.
Yep.
Ken Yancey of SCORE is going to participate in that.
Ken's a good buddy.
Oh, he's a great man. It's a how to do business with the government. It's like common sense things that a lot of times businesses don't do and prevent them from really getting that access, not only with government, but also with corporate America.
Helping businesses get in. There is a gear, isn't there, Hector? There's a gear that you have to develop and shift into to do business with the government. It's like if you're driving down the highway and you're going to grandma's house, but then you get an opportunity to go somewhere else. It's not the same kind of road. It's a different, I'm mixing my metaphors here, but doing business with the government is not like doing business with your neighbor business.
That's absolutely true.
You have to learn how, you have to make some preparation, and you have to get some instruction, and that's what you guys are doing.
Exactly. We're trying to demystify it. You know, for a lot of folks, all of this jargon and all this arcane bureaucracy is really difficult to navigate. A lot of times small businesses will say, I feel like I'm looking for a needle in a haystack.
It's intimidating. Well, it's a little bit, it's intimidating, and it is, Hector, it is a little bit of an endurance test.
Yep. Yeah, it is. It is. It doesn't happen quickly. And a lot of times what these folks will tell you is, look, we've got to develop a business relationship. Don't expect that you're going to get a multi-million dollar contract from us the first time that we meet. And so we're also aligning expectations and also sharpening the tools of these small businesses. You know, they're really good at certain things, and there's other things where they may have a blind spot, and we try to help them through that.
Good for you. Well, and you're also helping the government agencies realize the opportunities that they have to accomplish their jobs through small businesses.
No doubt about it. And there's a lot of business up for grabs. You know, we think that the government might buy as much as $100 billion this year from small business.
Wow.
We need to make sure they're buying it from our small businesses, especially those that haven't had a chance to participate.
What if some non-Latino small business wanders by and says, hey, I don't have anybody like you guys to be part of. Can I join you?
Absolutely. The more the merrier. You know, as I mentioned to you, we've got a bunch of folks coming that are not Latino. We've got Asian business owners, African-American business owners, Indian business owners. We've got women business owners. We've got a lot of folks coming. And so the more the merrier. You know, we are a vehicle. We facilitate these opportunities. But it doesn't have to be just for one community.
Right. Now let's come back to, by the way, give us the website. Tell us how we can find out more about the coalition.
It's really easy. It's thelatinocoalition.com.
And they can find the summit. There's a button there for the summit there?
Absolutely. All the information on the summit's there. And please keep track of us even after the event, because we're going to be doing events all across the country this year.
Well, good. And I want you to continue to keep us posted on that. Well, talk to us. You know, as you know, I broadcast my show from 6 or 8 networking events, not networking,
the business matchmaking
yep. events.
Yep.
While you were administrator, I was at several of those broadcasting from them.
I know you were.
And I was so impressed with the excitement and seeing the performance of those get-togethers with businesses who needed to do business with small businesses.
That's right. Well, and listen, you know this, and we say this all the time, you know, small businesses, they really are the engine. You know, they're the salt of the earth, and they are so appreciative. They, you know, they don't expect anybody to hand them anything. They're willing to work for it, but they're so appreciative when you give them that opportunity
yep.
to meet folks that they couldn't meet otherwise,
mm-hmm.
to do business, to learn something. That's really what it's all about. We should never forget that. You do that every single day on your show, and we try to do that as well with the Latino Coalition.
Are you, now you said you're going to do more of these around the country. Are these going to be more summits or more matchmaking?
Well, it's a combination of both. And when we go around the country and do regional events, we a lot of times refer to those as our executive briefings.
Ah.
And we, over the last 2 years, we've been across the country, and we're going to continue doing that this year. We plan some more on the East Coast. Obviously, the West Coast is important to us, so we're going to do some on the West Coast. And we're just going to keep doing these events as long as people want to come to
them.
Can
you say some of the cities they're going to be in?
Yeah, right now we're looking at Philadelphia. We're probably going to do a couple of events in Southern California,
yep.
the L.A., Orange County area.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in Las Vegas this year.
Right.
We've been in Texas and Florida and Chicago. We've been all around the country.
Well, make sure that we have those dates, and we'll post them. We'll give our audience those dates, and, of course, we want you to come back in this year and talk to us about some of these folks. The performance, the productivity that attendees get from these events, folks, is amazing. So I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We come back. I'm going to ask Hector to talk to us about this immigration thing that's going on right now. It's big controversy right now. We're going to get Hector's ideas on that. Stay with us. Tintail.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.